This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Thursday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. An Ottawa man will be sentenced today for the murder of a Minneapolis woman more than 50 years ago. Minneapolis is cracking down on rental algorithms, and U.S. Senator Tina Smith weighs in on the recent leak of attack plans to the Atlantic's editor-in-chief. But first, Minnesota Twins baseball returns today with the team on the road facing the St. Louis Cardinals on opening day. Pablo Lopez gets the start for the Twins, making his third straight opening day start. Even after a rocky spring training, Lopez says he's ready to go.
I do continue to feel more comfortable with like where to start certain pitches, realizing that because I'm already so move pitches that I'm trying to go to my arm side, I don't have to like change my side too much because I'm already like kind of like in the black or things like that.
Key players for the Twins have landed on the IL to start the season, including third baseman Royce Lewis and infielder Brooks Lee. You can hear opening day from Busch Stadium on WCCO Radio and the Odyssey app starting at 2:30 pregame and 3:15 first pitch. The Twins' home opener is a week from today against Houston. DFL House lawmakers are introducing a new affordable auto insurance bill. The proposal would offer a state-run insurance program that would work to keep premiums down. Marina Muhammad with the ACLU of Minnesota says passing this legislation will help provide equitable options for all Minnesotans.
If we are going to impose criminal punishments on people who drive without insurance, we have an obligation to ensure that those people have the ability to obtain insurance. It is completely unfair that the state government would create a whole web of statutes with the steepest penalties, yet not acknowledge that poverty plays a role in people's ability to follow the law.
Sponsors of the bill believe this would ensure more Minnesota drivers are insured and create safer roads statewide. Minneapolis is now the third city in the country to prohibit corporate landlords from accessing algorithms to set their rental rates. Councilmember Aaron Chowdhury says it's a way to protect renters from corporate greed.
We no longer have a watchdog at the federal level as it comes to preventing monopolization and also things like price fixing. And so it makes a lot of sense for the city of Minneapolis right now to take action in offense to protect our renters, but also protect the market.
The move follows recent bans on algorithmic devices in San Francisco and Philadelphia. An Ottawa man will be sentenced today in Dunn County, Wisconsin, for the murder of a Minneapolis woman more than 50 years ago. Genetic testing led to the arrest of now 84-year-old John Miller this past November. Miller confessed to killing 25-year-old Mary Schlias in 1974 after picking her up as she hitchhiked from Minneapolis to Chicago for an art show. He admitted to stabbing her and then leaving her body on a road in Dunn County. Investigators say DNA left from a stocking cap that was left at the scene led to Miller's arrest. Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Bigd spoke at a news conference 4 months ago about the arrest and what a relief it is to find some closure, adding that even the suspect, Miller, is feeling relief.
I believe it's got to even be a relief for him after 50 years of living with this. It's had to have been on his mind almost every day. You would think anybody with a conscience, it would. So I think he was done fighting it, personally.
Miller told investigators that he stabbed Mary after she denied his sexual advances and then tried to hide her body in a snowbank, but got scared when another vehicle drove past. U.S. Senator Tina Smith isn't shying away from her feelings about the recent leak of attack plans to the Atlantic's editor-in-chief. Smith tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sokar that action needs to be taken.
I was listening this morning to my colleague Mark Kelly from Arizona, who has, I think, flew over 50 combat missions. And he knows better than anybody what is classified information and what isn't. And this definitely falls into that camp. Secretary Hegseth should resign. And if he doesn't resign, President Trump should fire him.
President Trump's called the Signal chat leak a witch hunt. Smith says she also uses the Signal app to communicate with colleagues, but never to share sensitive or classified information. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is reacting to the sudden federal funding cuts to the Minnesota Department of Health. The department receiving notice Tuesday that $266 million worth of already approved COVID-19 related grants had been terminated. Walz says the move just adds to the chaos of unpredictable funding decisions from the federal government and the impact on everyday Minnesotans.
It's these types of moves right at a time when we're seeing influenza, we're seeing a measles outbreak, we're seeing a pulling down of some of these resources. So yes, I'm concerned about it.
Minnesota Department of Health receives half of its funding from the federal government. Finally, an unexpected problem for Amtrak's popular Borealis train between St. Paul and Chicago. An inspection of its rail cars found corrosion, forcing dozens of them to be taken out of service, according to a spokesman. In the meantime, passengers on about half of the train's routes from Chicago are being bused instead. It's not clear how long the rail cars will be out of service. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.